Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy, happy Friday. This portion of the amazing Gatos and Chad Show program brought to you by Parker & Sons, Pulling Electric. Time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award. Very much the ethical thing to do is go with them.
In the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by the mayor of Yuma.
Right on, our man.
That's right. He's been on the show many times. He was in that high-level meeting about the border with the Biden administration. It took place earlier this week. He's going to tell us what was said. It got very heated, apparently.
It didn't go as well as Mayorkas thought it went. And some people were saying, was it Lyons?
Yeah.
It was like, he's going to come out and he's going to make everything better.
If you're Mayorkas and you're in that meeting and I'm an official from Yuma, I'm ripping the crap out of you.
Absolutely.
And I think that's, well, we'll see what the mayor of Yuma did.
It comes with the job, but the failure of his portion of said job as Department of Homeland, whatever it is supposed to do, security, is evident.
Even in the meeting, there was an agent who turned his back on Mayorkas during that meeting. The ultimate sign of disrespect.
Yeah.
You turn your back on somebody, especially who's part of the president's administration, I mean, you might as well give the guy the finger. I'm fine with it.
They feel like he's done that to them.
No doubt.
And
no,
in
I'm
many
fine
ways,
with it.
He has.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little childish, but I think that's good. I think sometimes you got to take a stand. And either going to get basically this. I'm an agent. I'm getting crushed down here. I'm either going to give you the finger or I'm going to turn my back on you.
Well, if he was smart, he would just say, hey, you know what? It's either me or him or pull my music off Spotify.
Oh, gee. All right. If you want a free flight.
Yes.
All you have to do is sneak into this country, right?
That's it.
What's going on with free flights
you guys
and
are gonna
people
like
who
this.
Are sneaking into the country?
They call it the ice dump.
From the southern border, it's the practice of releasing large numbers of illegal immigrants into the U.S.
Adult male migrants have their chains and cuffs removed as they're released from ICE custody in Brownsville. The men were then escorted into a parking garage where a black tarp was set up to obstruct public view, and they were discreetly taken away by a non-governmental organization which will facilitate their travel. Throughout the day, we saw more single adults being released from ICE custody, including this large group of predominantly adult men who are being walked to the bus terminal by the NGO.
Yep. So they're walking into bus terminals. They're doing all of these things, and they're letting them go. How are they letting them go? They're putting them on planes after buses.
Who are they? Are they people who came in illegally, or did they come cross the border and claim asylum? It's probably asylum.
Well, they've done that. That's exactly
well,
it.
Well, it's either one of the. Do you know which one it is?
It's asylum, but it goes. We're back at the point where, you know, what is this about? You're not. I thought the whole thing is the highest court of the land reinstated Trump's Remain in Mexico program.
Did.
So you are not following it. You're not doing any of it. Listen to this.
That ICE source went on to tell me they feel the agency has been turned into a travel booking agency rather than an immigration enforcement agency.
Wait, ICE has been turned into a travel agency?
That's the way they feel. They feel like that all we're doing is we're helping people get on airplanes and fly all over, and it is frustrating people.
All right. Here's the pushback. We've been putting people on planes for a long time if they're here. If they come in over the border.
We have, but not in the numbers that we are now. Normally, you'd see some here and there, but the numbers that are coming now, they're not seeing. We had 2 million, for God's sake.
More people are coming over every day.
So let's not even pretend that we these aren't the kind of numbers. It is.
So we're doing the same thing that we've always kind of done, but we're doing it a ton
in mass.
Right. And what that does is that's more government spending. They're spending more of our tax dollars,
and we're also sticking them places. This is crazy.
This is an ICE release we saw yesterday in Brownsville. Right now you're seeing all single adult men get off of this bus at the San Antonio airport. This is happening every day.
So remember what it was supposed to be originally? Okay, well, maybe not single men, but it's going to be families intact or with children.
Yeah.
You watch all of these videos, there are very few women and very few children.
Well, that's not what we're being told then.
Once again, it's not what we're being told. Mayorkas is in that meeting yesterday talking about, we're going to do this, this, and this. You're doing nothing. They feel like they're they're like they said, we are essentially a travel agent.
Okay. So let's, I want to talk for a second about the Remain in Mexico. Supreme Court says you have to use this.
Mm-hmm.
Biden has not wanted to do that at all. No. What he said is it's not right to keep them in Mexico. And the reasons are, the facilities are filthy. And some of that is true. But here's the thing. If the Supreme Court rules and you ignore it as the president, who's going to fight that battle?
Yeah.
I mean, he should be using Remain in Mexico. You know, yesterday we had the Border Patrol union president on. And what he told us was, well, and I thought he made a good point. He's like, if we can't use Remain in Mexico to house them, why don't we put them in custody at the border here in Arizona and Texas and all that? Because his point was, if we do that, people are going to see that, and they're not just going to walk in anymore. No. They're going to be like, I'm not going to America to stay in a facility for 3 months.
And most importantly, they're not going to give cartels and they're not going to give coyotes umpteen thousands of dollars to essentially be held in custody and then told after their hearing, you got to go, and then walk you right across the border. They're not going to do that.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. If the Supreme Court says you have to do it and Biden doesn't do it, then what are the repercussions for him?
None.
Because the Remain in Mexico policy, I always liked it. I thought it was good. I thought there was a reason for it.
The numbers showed that it worked.
Right.
People were like, no, because Mexico said, you're not staying here.
It took things off the plate of our Border Patrol agents. It put more of a focus on, hey, Mexico, you're part of this deal, too.
Yep.
And you're going to have to house them.
Yeah.
Because you're just letting them into your country first, and then they walk across to our country.
That's it. Exactly. I mean, it's to find a solution, I think we all know that we have to find a solution, and these idiots are not the one who are going to find us any kind of solutions. The problem is while we're finding a solution, we can't continue to allow this to happen.
But we are.
We're trying to bail a ship that is taking on water rather than trying to stop the leaks and then bail out the water. It's not going to happen.
It's not even that they're doing a bad job. They're doing nothing.
Which
that's
is worse.
That's the worst part of it.
Which is worse.
Yeah. You could be trying things and it doesn't work out. You could be coming up with policy. You could be coming up with ideas here and there, and it slows the flow a little bit, and that would be good. But they've actually done
nothing.
That's the tough part.
That's the sad.
I don't really think any president has done less about the border than this president.
No, I mean, and when I hear people say there's no such thing as open borders,
yes, there is. We're watching it right now.
Say, you can say there's no such thing as open borders, but you're not sending anyone back, you're not prosecuting anybody for coming here, and you're allowing people to stay here. That feels like open borders.
I don't see what else it could be. If you do nothing about the problem, if you don't try and slow it down, if you have no policies about it,
and you don't follow the law that was put in there, right?
Yeah.
And then was told
you're not even following your own law.
The court. I mean, what?
Then you want the open borders.
There you go.
But see, the thing about people always telling, oh, well, Democrats, they all want open borders. That's never really been the case, if you ask me. It really hasn't. Go back to Barack Obama, as you always say. What? He built more wall than Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Okay, he also deported a ton of people.
He did.
Okay, so Democrats have done a decent job at times on the border. But this guy, man, he wants open borders. There's just no doubt about it. He should just come out and say it. Hey, listen, I want everybody to come in. I want open borders. This is my policy. He should just say that, and we should be just at least then we know.
Well, he did say he was going to give everybody the opportunity to become a citizen and a pathway to citizenship. All 11 million people. Wow, it went from DACA. Remember, DACA was like 1.6 million to 2 million to now 11 million, and we know 11 million is a joke.
Yeah. Coming up next, why does PETA want to retire Punxsutawney Phil?
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
The Gatos Big Q poll question of the day is brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. You can check it out at KTAR.com. You can also listen to it live when I hop on the Mike Broomhead Show at 8:50. So, Chad, I ask about Minnie Mouse. We talked about Minnie yesterday. Minnie Mouse is trading her iconic dress Or a pantsuit. You missed that one yesterday, Becky Lynn.
Oh, I'm just sitting here. What?
I know.
What about her heels?
No, they're gone.
Got rid of those, too.
Heels are gone?
Yeah. So I ask, what do you think of her new look? A, this has destroyed the fabric of society, obviously. B, she looks too much like Hillary. C, I'm still distraught over the green M&Ms tossing their white go-go boots.
It wasn't very nice of them to do that.
Oh, it was ridiculous. The number one answer. What
number
do you think?
Number one?
She looks like Hillary.
Yeah.
No.
Some of them, they say they're doing it to celebrate,
French. The
Women's
30. It was the thir- something
month or whatever.
Yeah.
And.
Nothing like a pantsuit to celebrate women.
Women's, to empower her. And it's funny because if you know anything about feminism, ladies, the first wave of feminism, that was the big thing, wearing the pantsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And then other feminists came by and say, wait, hold on a second. Why are we wearing a pantsuit and dressing like, quote unquote, men when we want to talk about feminism? We're not trying to replicate them. So, but it's France, too, so it's a little weird. They're probably smoking a cigarette. Like,
oh, boy, you're crazy. She's only trading her pantsuit for a little while. She'll be back in her regular polka dot dress.
Yeah, we'll see.
Right? She got her short skirt and... You know, and then I have to remind everybody as they fight over this, she's a mouse and not real.
And yes, and a cartoon.
Good God.
PETA is at it again.
Yes. Well, did they get on Mickey Mouse?
No.
For having us. How dare you guys?
You know that it's not a rat like Mickey or Minnie.
Phil.
It's, what is it? A gopher? What is that thing?
It's a gopher. Yeah. That's what it is. It's not a gopher. It's a platypus?
It's not a platypus. It's a porcupine.
No.
What is it, Becky Lynn?
What is what? What is
Punxsutawney Phil?
Yeah, what is that?
He's a groundhog.
That's what I meant. Groundhog Day.
You never seen the movie?
Yeah, I love the movie.
That giant rat. Don't drive angry.
PETA wants to retire Punxsutawney Phil. Let's find out why.
No more Punxsutawney Phil? Well, tonight PETA is calling for Pennsylvania's most famous groundhog to be retired to a reputable sanctuary.
A reputable one. Yeah, we got a lot of groundhog sanctuaries that are not reputable. You got to go to the official licensed groundhog.
Not just any place. You got to send him somewhere certain, right?
They want the animal to be replaced with an animatronic groundhog that would use artificial intelligence.
No, it's not the point. Nobody is going to go to Punxsutawney in the middle of godforsaken nowhere in the middle of winter. To get drunk to see a robot, they might as well go to Chuck E. Cheese and fight with other parents.
Punxsutawney Phil has a pretty good life.
No, he doesn't. Not according to PETA.
Well, I think they're wrong about that.
They're nuts. They're nuts.
They're nuts.
Yeah. These are the people.
Phil has a better life than I do.
These are the people I want to eat hamburgers in front of.
With an animatronic groundhog that would use artificial intelligence to predict the weather.
So it would be a fake.
That's not real. Yeah.
The People for Ethical Treatment of Animals sending a letter to the president.
What do you call it, PETA again?
Eating tasty animals.
Of the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club saying, in part, by creating an AI, Phil, you could keep Punxsutawney at the center of Groundhog Day, but in a much more progressive way. Talk about taking your town's annual tradition in a fresh and innovative direction.
Yeah, that's exactly what they want. That's because Punxsutawney's that kind of place. Like, you know what we need? More progressiveness in Punxsutawney, you idiots. Let the giant rat do what the giant rat does.
If we had done that years ago, Bill Murray never would have made that phenomenal movie.
That's right. That alone is worth Punxsutawney Phil. And I guarantee you, he's living just the dream. That guy's
he's fine.
He's living the dream.
He's fine.
He's the best of food. He gets petted. He's got a place to live.
He's famous?
Yes. And he only has to do something once a year.
Once a year.
That's it. Yeah.
Once a year. February 2nd's coming up.
No more Punxsutawney Phil.
I think they're going to keep the...
I do, too.
They're going to keep the groundhog thing.
Man, they have a party there.
Is that so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. It's a party.
That's awesome. We should do the show from there once.
Huge.
It'd be great.
Huge.
It'd be awesome.
Huge.
Take the whole team. Becky, when are you in?
I totally am going. And then we'll do it again the next day and the next day.
You guys can go. I've changed my mind. I'm going to stay here.
I just...
I'm not going.
It is.
Too cold. I've changed my mind. Oh, goodness. All right. Coming up next.
Coming up.
This is... you're not going to believe this. A couple got COVID and lost their sense of smell.
Oh, my God. It's never happened before.
And then their house caught fire, and they couldn't smell it. What happened next? We'll tell you.
Did they
go deaf? Don't look at me like that.
Did they go deaf?
They're sleeping.
Did they go deaf?
Just wait. And okay. Just give it a couple minutes. Let Becky Lynn do her news, and then we'll come back with it.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show. Afternoons.
Yeah, that's right. Not only afternoons, kids, but you can grab us anytime. Day or night.
Yeah.
Early, driving in, late at night, whatever it is, we'll make you feel better. It's called the Gatos and Chad Show podcast. You'll like it, your iPhone, your Android. Listen wherever you are. If I was talking to Steve today, we have people listening. Was it Russia? Aruba?
No.
Yes.
No.
Absolutely.
Somebody listens to our podcast in Russia?
Yeah. What else? Where else? There's a couple other places, right?
The United States.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. That's a good one. Anywhere else?
That was about it.
Yeah. Phoenix.
It's weird when I get, like, on my national show, I'll get stuff like, hey, I listen to you in Guam. I'm like, what?
Oh, Guam. Yeah, Guam. Awesome.
We were huge in Denmark for a while, but yeah, our good friends over there at the park, good friends over at Plumbing Masters, helps bring the Russian. Get us some Chad Show.
That's hilarious.
It's probably the bots trying to find out what we're going to say.
All right. This is an incredible story.
Still haven't put it together, but I'm excited to hear
it. Yeah, you haven't put it together, but you're going to hear it here. So, you know, what happens if you get COVID? You lose your sense of smell.
Then I can't smell.
And then your house starts burning down when you are sleeping and you can't smell anything.
If that was to happen to me, mm-hmm. I would wake up because okay. I have fire alarms. And I didn't lose my hearing, I lost my smell.
It's a good point. Got to check those fire alarms, but here's the story.
A miracle rescue for a Texas family of seven with a two-year-old hero still in diapers.
He was wrapped in God's arms to help protect him and to make sure that our entire family was able to get out.
Parents Natha and Kayla Dahl were sleeping in their bedroom when their home caught fire in the early morning hours of January 15th. The house was engulfed in flames and the parents had no way of knowing. Both were recovering from COVID-19 and lost their sense of taste and smell, leaving them unable to detect the smoke.
Again, I haven't heard
detectors.
The thought where, and then the alarm went off.
Yeah.
And we heard it.
Yeah.
Isn't usually when you lose like a sense, right? Aren't your other spidey senses supposed to be good?
Should.
No, apparently not.
Should. But you're not going to taste the smoke and you're not going to see it.
No.
And if you can't smell it because of COVID and you don't have fire detectors, you're screwed.
Their fire alarm going off.
Oh, well. Well, there it
wait,
is.
Wait. So your toddler woke you up because it feels like you guys were passed out or something because there's no way.
Well, don't say passed out because now you're just saying they're drinking. That's what it sounds
I'm
like.
Passed
don't,
out.
Don't be doing that.
Well, how did you not hear it?
Don't besmirch them. I don't know that.
Their fire alarm going off only after they escaped.
It's a bad fire alarm, man.
Is that how it is?
Like it is not.
I didn't know that. It's like Monday morning fire alarm. Hey, your house burnt down.
We're going to let you smell it first before we start to blare.
So how was he able to alert you?
He was tapping my feet and like the bed and coughing and saying, Mama hot, Mama hot.
Mama hot.
Mama hot. That's how Daddy got her.
So I turned around and I looked and all I saw were flames in the doorway.
Two-year-old Brandon Dahl was in the living room and ran to his parents, using the few words he knows, Mama Hot, to wake them up.
What's that?
The only two words he knows is Mama and Hot.
Yep.
Thank God they trained him for that. Hey, we might burn the house down one day, and we won't be able to smell or hear. So, Mama Hot, Mama Hot.
They grabbed their children and get out safely, but the damage to the house was devastating.
Oh, no. Everything is gone. We lost Mike.
Oh, the kid is annoying me, Becky Lynn. No, I can't
that
hear what
your fire alarm. That should have been your fire alarm.
Yeah, the kid's talking during this whole interview. I can't hear anything.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Right, he's the hero, you know.
Let's try it again. Well,
he can talk when he wants to.
Mama.
You hold that over your parents' head for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Anytime they get mad at you and they're like, remember that time?
You wouldn't be here if it weren't for me.
I didn't have to. I could have left.
That's why you don't tell the kid that he saved you.
You know
kids
what?
Only
the
two.
One thing I don't hear are the other six kids that apparently they had. Because they said they had seven at the beginning of this.
Lost my car, everything inside the house.
Did that kid sneeze?
Yeah.
They gave that kid COVID. This is
probably.
Awful. These are not good parents. I'm just gonna say. Firearms don't work.
They have failed at parenting. You guys are awful at whatever it is you thought you were doing.
Let me say this, too.
Please do.
If you get COVID,
okay.
And if you're a parent, your mom and dad, and you both lose your sense of smell, Shouldn't one person stay up all night in case there's a fire in the house?
No, because there's no reason. I don't know what kind of house you're living in. There's always that chance we could burn it down, guys.
Family believes the fire was likely due to a gas heater in the living room.
Or the two-year-old
again,
started it.
Once again, solid. Ah, my goodness.
Everybody's fine.
Really? Because all I hear is the kid. The kid and the wife. Mama hot. But I don't hear anybody
thankfully,
else.
Thankfully, Dad Nathan, a 6-year volunteer firefighter.
See, now we dig deep into the story and find out he's trying to get a raise.
Routinely prepared his kids for this worst case scenario.
I don't know. I'm smelling something fishy here.
Oh, look at the way you did that there.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. I'm smelling something.
Okay, how did he prepare them? Is there more to the story?
Do you really care?
Yeah, I do.
If he wanted to stand too close to the oven or the stove while we were cooking, we would kind of like move him back and say, no, that's hot.
Oven hot.
That's how they do it?
See, there's where the mama hot came from.
Oven hot.
The Dahl family acknowledging they're lucky to be alive.
All right, you're fine.
They're lucky to be alive.
Wow.
Alive.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
So they couldn't smell anything. The house was burning down. The 2-year-old mama hot. They're all good.
Mama hot.
I thought that story was going to be a lot better, Becky Lynn.
I was expecting there to be more to it.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be
a slow day in Texas.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
It's a slow day in Texas.
What's up next, Chad?
I don't know if we could top that thriller.
Mama
right there.
Hot.
You don't get to pick stories anymore. You're on restriction. coming up, Biden, you know, he makes phone calls. That's what he does. And he called Zelensky, and I'm sure after Zelensky and him got off the phone, he thought, I probably should have helped that Trump guy more than I did.
No.
We'll talk about their phone call because it seems to have two different stories to it. It's the Gators and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gators and Chad Show.
That's us, kids.
Coming up at 4:05.
4:05.
We're about to just screw up every election we're ever going to have ever again in the state of Arizona if one thing were to take place. And a lot of people want this one thing to take place. It's a major disaster.
I don't know who wants it outside of this one guy and some fringe elements of people out there.
We're going to talk about it at 4:05.
4:05.
All right. The President of the United States, he's got a lot of...
He's doing a bang-up job everywhere around the world.
A lot of fires that he's got to put out. Sometimes he's making these fires bigger. And we've got an issue with Russia and Ukraine. Yeah. Obviously, Biden has to be involved in this. He's been talking to Putin and saying, don't you dare.
Don't you Putin your stuff over there. I'll tell you that right now.
But the phone call that took place was what now between Biden and
Zelensky,
the president of Ukraine.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Not well.
Not
they
good.
Have differing opinions of how the phone call went. And let's just say.
Did they get the Zoom working this time?
They might have.
Okay.
It's.
Can you hear me?
They're not. They're not agreeing on a lot of stuff.
There was definitely a disagreement about the sort of level of risk that the country is facing when it comes to a Russian invasion. On the one hand, President Biden saying the threat is imminent. Ukrainians pushing back on that, saying that the threat, according to their intelligence analysts, is a bit more ambiguous than that. And it's possible that there won't be an invasion. Whereas President Biden apparently telling his Ukrainian counterpart that an invasion was virtually certain later on in February, when the ground becomes more frozen in this country.
Don't you just look at the border and say, those Russians are ready to walk into Ukraine. That looks to me like an invasion.
Yeah. And it's weird, too, because I think Zelensky knows it's coming. He does.
Okay.
And he talked about the differences.
We're grateful to the United States for their ongoing support to our sovereignty and territorial integrity. But I'm the president of Ukraine. I'm based here. And I think I know the details deeper than any other president.
Yeah. And Biden's telling him, no, it's happening, man. It's happening. And he's like, no, it's not yet. I mean, obviously he knows something's going to go down.
What does Ukraine want from us? They just want us to pressure Putin. That's what Biden's job is to do.
Biden's job is to make sure that he doesn't storm across and turn it into a bloodbath.
Right.
That's it. Because if they want to, you know, Mike Lyon said the other day, while they'll turn it into somewhat of a street battle. Here's the thing. If it becomes a battle, like where it's guns and small munitions, that's fine. He goes, if they use the big tanks and the stuff they brought with them,
and they roll
he goes,
in there,
they will slaughter them. They will. It will be a bloodbath, and the world will take a much different look at that than they would if it is a small skirmish. And it sounds true. If they go in and it's just a face-to-face kind of fight, or if they're dropping, you know, they're bringing in their helicopters and stuff, everybody's going to ask certain things about, okay, what do we need to do? That being said, he's telling him, dude, it's happening like next week. And he's like,
Ukraine is telling Biden it's happening next week.
No, no. Ukraine's telling him it's not happening anytime
in
the future.
Okay, gotcha.
Biden's saying, oh, it's happening. It's happening. He's like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
And it feels like he's pushing this thing potentially more. Now, here's the other side of things. 14,000 people have died since this has begun in 2008 with Crimea.
Right.
14,000. Every day they're going back and forth, shooting at each other. It is ugly. They have 112,000 to 130,000 soldiers now, with more on the way. But it's far larger if you count the other places the Russian soldiers are. So this could get ugly, but he's not going to do it. We're a week away from the Olympics. And late February, early March is when it's going to be the coldest. That's when, if you're going to go, you're going to go because you can bring all of your heavy machinery and munitions and artillery without having to worry about it sinking. Because remember, they did that once before. The Russians, like, these German guys came in there one time before, and it did not go well for them.
Isn't it crazy how the weather comes into play mm-hmm. with war? Because in Afghanistan, well, like the Taliban and the other,
they have seasons where they fight.
They take months off of fighting because of weather.
Yeah.
In Iraq, you know, when we've gone in the last couple of times over the many, many, many years, it was always, well, when do we go in? Because certain time of year, you're going to get the sandstorms out there, and you're going to get 1,000-degree temperature out there.
Yeah.
It is weird how weather does come into play when it comes to war.
That's absolutely it. And so I think he's going to wait till after the Olympics, because I think he is why would he do anything at this moment in time? Xi, he's going to need Xi if he does anything, because Xi's going to have to prop up Russia for a while.
Oof. It's very dangerous stuff, and there are not a lot of good options for
this
President
Biden. This is the best
Biden.
Bad option we have.
Which is what? Wait and see what happens?
I think that's it. Don't worry, though. Germany sent them like 1,000 helmets. Did you see that?
I did.
Yeah, that's... How about next time, just send us nothing?
All right. Coming up next. Arizona lawmakers want you to vote like it's 1950.
Ooh.
What does that mean? And why are they doing it? Why?